Happy Easter. Easter Sunday is the most important day of the year for the Christian. It's a time to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his victory over death. Even though we are unable to meet together in person, we rejoice to come to you by way of the internet. We're living in strange times when many are suffering and grieving the loss of their loved ones. But we are thankful to know that we have a Savior who is alive forevermore. All four of the Gospels, of course, speak of the resurrection and give different details about it. This morning we want to look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 and read the first 10 verses. It says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father, we thank you and praise you for this Easter Sunday morning. We pray that your Holy Spirit would guide us and help us as we look into your word and remember once again all that Jesus has done for us in going to the cross and dying in our place that we might have everlasting life. And coming forth victoriously from the grave on that Sunday morning long ago. And we remember today his gift, the gift of salvation through his precious blood. We do pray, our Father, today for those who are suffering. We know that this virus is going around the world and causing so much pain and suffering. And we pray that you will undertake for those who are affected by it. And help us all, our Father, to continue to look to you and know that you are in control no matter what may happen. And we ask you, Lord, to bless your word today to each one of our hearts that we might be drawn closer to you. We pray for anyone who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior today, that this would be the very day when they would repent of their sins and put their faith and trust in him. Thank you so very much for all of your grace, your love, and your mercy. And we pray that your will would be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen. A Sunday school teacher told her fifth grade class that Jesus was buried in a borrowed tomb. One of the students that she knew said she knew why. She raised her hand and she said, Jesus only used it for 3 days. This little girl got the message, something the disciples of Jesus had trouble accepting. They had watched him die on the cross of Calvary, and yet they did not realize that he was going to come forth again from the grave. All their dreams and hopes had died with him. They were now sad and discouraged. Without their master, they did not know what to do. They had not understood his teaching, though he had repeatedly told them that he must die and come back to life again. Listen to these words in Matthew 16:21. It says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day." Again, in the Gospel of John, it says, referring to his body, Jesus told the religious leaders, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was predicting his death and resurrection. But his disciples did not understand. They were filled with sorrow, just like the mother that I read about. On February 27, 1991, at the height of Desert Storm, Ruth Dillo received a very sad message from the Pentagon. It stated that her son had stepped on a mine in Kuwait and was dead. She was filled with grief and shock. For 3 days after she received that message, she was grieving and felt anger and great loss. For 3 days, people tried to comfort her to no avail. But 3 days after she received that message, the telephone rang, and the voice on the other end said, "Mom, it's me. I'm alive." The message she had received was all a mistake. She said, "I laughed, I cried, I felt like turning cartwheels, because my son, whom I had thought was dead, was really alive." This was certainly must have been the reaction of the women who came to the tomb that first Easter morning when they knew that Jesus was really alive. We find here in our passage of Scripture the faithful women. As soon as they possibly could, after the Sabbath day was over, they gathered together their ointments and went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, to make sure that everything was like it should be. And we find here it mentions several of these ladies that came, and the most prominent one is Mary Magdalene. She was one of Jesus' most devout followers. He had set her free from demon possession. It says he cast out 7 devils from her, and she served him gladly. She went everywhere he did and followed him completely. She was one of the women who stood at the cross and watched him die. Notice Matthew 27 here in verse 55. It says, "And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children." So these women were faithful. They were there at the cross when Jesus died, and they are the first ones to come to the tomb early on Sunday morning. John tells us that she was the first one to see Jesus alive after his resurrection. This is in John chapter 20. Let's look at a few verses there. John chapter 20, where we find Mary Magdalene waiting outside the tomb for Jesus to see what would happen. There, she did not realize that he had come back to life. But notice here it says in verse 11, "But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth 2 angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, 'Woman, why weepest thou?' She saith unto them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. So we see Mary Magdalene and these several other women came to the tomb to minister to the body of the Lord Jesus, and they found that he was no longer there. He was alive. The second thing we notice here is the mighty angel. It came down from heaven, and it says there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven. He came and rolled back the stone from the door. What a mighty angel this was. This was no little cherub like we see in the paintings so often, but a mighty servant of God who came to, and rolled back this huge stone that was covering the entranceway to the grave. He rolled the heavy stone away, not so that Jesus could come out, but so that the women could enter in to the tomb. It speaks of his fierce countenance and brilliance that struck fear into the hearts of the guards, and they became, it says, as dead men. They were petrified. They didn't know what to do. What kind of creature is this that we are facing here? And they had nothing that they could do to this angel. So the women come and they find this angel there sitting upon the rock, and he gives them the message to deliver. Verse 5, the angel said to the women, Fear not ye. First of all, this is what the angels always seem to say when someone encounters one. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to do you any harm. I'm here to deliver a message. And he says, I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. So what a wonderful surprise this was to the women to realize that Jesus was no longer dead. He was there, alive. They didn't see him yet, but the angel delivers the message. What a tremendous event this was. And he showed them where the body of Jesus had been, and gave them the message to go and to proclaim this to the disciples. So we find here that the women are obedient. They go and they're going to deliver the message. They went to tell his disciples. And as they were going, Jesus met them. The risen Lord, we find here. They were filled with deep emotions and wondering what to do. You can imagine how they must have felt. And all of a sudden, they come in contact with the Lord Jesus himself. And he greeted them, and they came down and worshiped him. They fell at his feet because they realized who he was, who he is. that he is worthy of all of our worship and adoration, to bow before him and to adore him for all that he is. And Jesus spoke to them and he says, "Be not afraid." Again, "Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." So here again, he gives the same message that the angel had given. He tells them to go and tell the disciples. And they do. It tells us in Luke chapter 24. They returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, told these things unto the apostles. You would think, hey, this is great news, isn't it? You know, Jesus is alive. But instead, the disciples didn't believe them. It says their words seemed to them as idle tales. They believed them not. It seems that these people are hard to convince. Well, you can imagine. People don't usually come back from the dead, do they? And once you buried them, that's usually the last time you see them. And so what a surprise this was to everyone, the women and the disciples. Now, if you would, look with me. Well, you don't have your Bible, of course, but anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'd like to share this passage with you. The Apostle Paul explains to us what the resurrection is all about and how important it is to know that Jesus has come forth from the grave, that he is alive forevermore. I'd like to read from beginning at verse 1. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand." The gospel, the good news, that which we need to hear. You know, it's always good to get good news, isn't it? There's so much bad news around. You constantly hear on the radio or the television the bad news. But once in a while, there is something good that comes forth. And here, Paul says, "I have good news to deliver to you." And we have good news to deliver today as well, when we think about the gospel and what it entails, that the Lord Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord and Master. He says, "By this gospel, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." That's something to think about, isn't it? Do we really believe the gospel? Have we really received the Lord Jesus as our Savior? Are we believing in truth or in vain? Do you really have faith in Christ, he says. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." We've just celebrated Good Friday, when Jesus went to the cross and died for us, that we might have salvation. He died for us according to the Scriptures. If you look back into the Old Testament, you find the book of Isaiah speaks of Christ going to the cross and dying for us. It says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." He died in our place. He died for our sins. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. So he speaks here about Jesus coming forth from the grave, and he's been seen by, it says, Cephas, who is Peter. You remember Peter had denied the Lord three times? And Jesus had to make a special appearance to him after the resurrection so that he would be restored. Then he appeared to the 12 disciples, or 11 at that time, in the upper room, and revealed to them that he had risen. And then he was revealed to 500 brethren at once. So many people saw him that he was proven to be risen from the dead. Luke tells us in the first chapter of the book of Acts that there's many infallible proofs to the resurrection. It's one of the most attested facts in all of history. Paul says, "And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." You remember on the road to Damascus, as Paul was going to persecute the Christians, Jesus appeared to him and brought him unto a true saving knowledge of him and changed him from a persecutor into an apostle and made him a servant of God. Paul says, "I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am." That's a wonderful statement, isn't it? And that's all that any of us can say. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. So this is a terrible situation. If Christ be not risen, he says, our preaching is useless. We might as well not say anything. Our faith is meaningless. We are false witnesses. We are lost in our sins. And those who have died in Christ have perished. We are the most miserable people on earth, utterly deluded and to be pitied, if Christ be not risen. But then we found the glorious truth in verse 20, where he says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." He is risen. Hallelujah. We can rejoice in that. "For since by man came death," this is Adam, "in Adam all die, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. In Christ shall all be made alive." This is the wonderful truth that we find here. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus died for our sins. If we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we have eternal life. "In Adam all die, in Christ shall all be made alive." As sure as Jesus came forth from the tomb, so those who believe in him will live forever. This is the promise of God's holy word. The question is today, do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord? He is ready to accept anyone who will come to Him in faith, believing, trusting in Him as the one who died for their sins and arose again. On this Resurrection Sunday, what a wonderful time it would be to put your faith and trust in Him. And then as believers, do we really have our life committed to Christ? If not, why not do that today? Allow Him to be the Lord and Master of your life. Help us all, dear Lord, to walk in the way that You would have us to go. Thank You, Father, for Your grace and love to us today. We thank You for Your word. We pray that You will indeed speak to every heart and help us to obey You, whatever You tell us to do. May Jesus Christ be praised. May we rejoice in all of Your goodness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.